Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 8:20, 2021. And I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Nation shall rise against nation. I'm going to read you Luke 21. And kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall there be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights. And great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom with all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk, and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Now why is that? Well, verse 19 of Luke 21 says, in your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. For these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress on the lands, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the swords, and shall be led away captive into all nations. Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon and the stars upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your hearts, for your redemption draweth nigh. But you see, before you do that, you're going to go into some real stuff. You're going to go through it. This rapture business, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what, the Lord Jesus said, those that endure it till the end, the same shall be saved. But if you were to lose your life, if you were to lose your life, then if you have Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're going to spend the everlasting life with Him in heaven. You want to know how to do all of that? Well, I'll tell you what. Just go look at John, you know, go look at, I had to read it, but let me just see if I can tell you real quick. I don't like to paraphrase stuff too much, because it just is not right. But John 14, let me just read this real quick, because there's nothing wrong with ever reading the word, is there? Believe, this is verse 10, John 14. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Lord, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will give, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, and neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. You see, you got to know. And if you know, you know where you're going to go. You know with the Lord Jesus, it's the power in the blood of Jesus. And our Father in heaven, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus? Just go and read for feeling and the truth in chapter 14 of John. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're certainly getting deep and getting, I think, beyond the beginning of sorrows. I think we're starting to get into some real sorrows real quick. And I just, let me take a moment at this time just in thinking about this. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to Sister Krissa. Lord, go to Sister Krissa right now. You know where she's at, Lord Jesus. She has a cyst on one of her eyelids. It's possibly cancerous, although they're going to do an operation. They're going to do a surgery to remove it. Lord Jesus, will you go to her now? Will you go to Krissa right now, Lord Jesus? Will you touch her? And will you then help to remove that cyst? And Lord, will you just remove it and restore her to full health with no further trouble and no hint of any kind of a cancer? Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray, go to Krissa right now, Lord Jesus, touch her eyelid with the cyst and help to remove the cyst. In your name I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I talked to you last night a little bit because it's so upsetting and so terrible and what's going on. It's the worst debacle. And, you know, people compare it to Saigon and all of that. Well, I'll tell you what, Juan Valdez, who was the Marine, who was the last guy on top of the embassy in Saigon, when the last helicopter took off, he was the last guy up there and got on and took off. Juan Valdez, once a Marine, always a Marine. And my old buddy Captain K sent it to me out of the Coronado area, the San Diego area. And quite frankly, he says that this Kabul stuff and this Afghanistan stuff is one heck of a lot worse than the Saigon takeoff. Ladies and gentlemen, as I look out there in the pictures, the video from overhead of the thousands and thousands, and you've got a president essentially telling you lies on television. He's either lying through his teeth like a snake in the grass, or he's just so out of it and uncognitively aware, or perhaps he's evil uncognitively aware and is lying all at the same time. I will tell you what. Oh, when I saw the amount of weapons, vehicles, the Blackhawks, there's more Blackhawks. The Taliban has got more Blackhawks and Russian helicopters, more attack helicopters than the Australians have of our Blackhawks, than the Australians have of Blackhawk helicopters. The Taliban's got more. And why in the heck? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. Biden, if you want to do something, you want to bring this country back, you want to do something that will do it, then change gears, buddy, right now. Get off the beaten track of the 1.45 billion red Chinese stuff, or give it over to somebody who's got the guts and the wherewithal and the knowledge, not Secretary of Defense Austin, not Joint Chiefs Milley. Find you somebody else. Find you a chief petty officer or a marine gunnery sergeant or a diamond sergeant in the Army and let them run the dadgum show. Get you a sergeant in the Special Forces or a master chief in the SEALs or something. Put some air commandos, you know, and go and then let them lead the government's effort in. Instead of Major General Hank the Anachronym, you know, or Admiral Baghdad Bob Kirby, or you yourself there, Red China Joe, you stole the show, Red China Joe, the game Chinese gave you 1.4 billion, don't you know, and you gave them Afghanistan to go in, because you said we don't have an interest in the land. Red China Joe, you know you blew it. Red China Joe, now Xiao Jinping's going to do it. He don't have to have the Taliban beg the IMF for the money in the land. They run all the dope that cut your CIA out. And now they can sell it to whoever's got the mount to come and put on their planes and take it where they will. Maybe the Chinese will put some fentanyl in with the opium and make it real bad and run it up the southern border all the way through the land. You see how this stuff is all connected. And then I see along the train tracks near Amarillo, Texas. I saw the article. Brother Steve Quayle posted it from All News Pipeline. Miles long Chinese train with Chinese container boxcars and stuff. China shipping. The train went up for several miles. And there's a lot of them. It's going on in Texas. And remember, they bought all that land in Texas, put an airstrip on it. It's right next to one of our big bases. Well, what are they bringing in the containers? What are they bringing in the containers? Well, that'd be real interesting. Be real interesting to know. I mean, they could pass them out of Chinese restaurants, you know? But the amount of, you know, M4s and race gun rigs and 223s and all kind of stuff and the night vision scopes and the tricked out rigs that the Taliban are now using, they've got our uniforms, they've got the Afghan uniforms, they've got Black Hawk helicopters, they got Russian helicopters, they got thousands and thousands of up-armored Humvees. And 600,000 small arms. Oh, I think they might recruit a few people, don't you? Might recruit a few people. And China Joe, you had old Kamala up there, old Commissar Kamala, whose eyes were showing she was a little scared about what you were saying. Because she said, if this guy keeps going, I may not even become president, because they'll impeach him, and then they're going to lambast me, too. Because I said I was in on the decision. But what I'm going to try to tell you right now, Lord Jesus has told me to put this on your hearts as best I can, is that we're not going to have political solutions to problems that involve prophesied end time events by the Lord Jesus himself. You're not going to have solutions to all of this. He's told you in Matthew 24, Luke 21, he's told you. The words of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos is what revelations are, right? Revelations is what the Lord told John of Patmos, and he wrote it down. So the Chinese are inside the United States. They're also inside Mexico, deep and heavy in Mexico. They got the train line running from the ports in Mexico all the way up into Kansas City. You know, it's weird. It goes through the old Richards Gebauer SAC base down at Belton. It goes right through that area. And then I-35 is, of course, the international highway. You know, runs from deep in Texas all the way up, you know, and you can connect on to 29 and stuff going up into Iowa and on up into Minnesota and what have you. Nebraska, Minnesota. So what I'm trying to say is this, what the Lord has told me, is that you're not going to have the political solutions you think you are. And that you should prepare for that time when all of this stuff is going to go wild weasel. And it's already starting to go wild weasel. And because it's so clear that Red China Joe basically has become a traitor and has been bought and paid for by the Red Chinese who gave his son Hunter $1.45 billion with a B. I was telling somebody out the other day, they'd never ever heard it. I said, what news do you watch? Well, I watch MSNBC and CNN. I try to get the best, you know, view of different ones. I said, you can watch Fox, and you still might not know that $1.45 billion. They'll tell you about this one and that one, and they'll talk about it. And for a while, they talked about it true. But not now, not so much. Incidentally, that Lara Logan, who does the Fox Nation segment, and then who also was interviewed by Tucker the other day, that Lara Logan knows exactly what she's talking about. That's one of the smartest women on the planet. She knows exactly what's going on, and they don't even let her talk too much because she tells so much truth that it goes to the next level up on the Luciferian chessboard. It goes to the next level up and exposes that level and the lie that's different on that line, you see. So they can't have too much of her. But I think Sunday night, or I think it's this coming Sunday or Saturday night, you better look it up. Look for something maybe about 9 o'clock Central, maybe 9 o'clock Eastern or 10 Eastern or I don't know, somewhere between 7 Pacific and whatever Eastern, and look it up. I think maybe about 9 o'clock Central or 8 o'clock Central. But take a look. It'll be, this Lara Logan will be on a special program, I think, Sunday night. Check it out. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you need to prepare in earnest, and the methodically is still the key thing. Get your list out. If you don't have a prep list, you can usually find one. Holly Deo's got them in her book, Dare to Prepare. I mean, just tremendous ones. She also has it, the old list that she used to have about food and medical supplies and general supplies to keep and how much food and how much water, all that. If you go to Standeo, standeo.com, you go up to his site, and then you go to Holly's site or Holly's info, and click on that, and you can print those out and use those lists. And they're good lists. Or you can go to like NitroPack or different people have lists of preparations lists. And go down and start checking them off. And think in terms of water. Water storage. Water being able to carry water. Being able to, I noticed where I was deficient is that if I had to go to the creek or the pond or the little small lake to get water, and to come and then put it through the Berkey water filtration systems that I've got, or through the K-9 combi that I have, or whatever it is. I mean, I'm redundant. I've got about, you know, three different ways of doing it, plus the micropure tablets and the iodine, the whole nine yards. On water, you need water to drink. You can only go just a short little bit, all right? Short little bit without water. And if you've got long-term storage food, if you've got freeze-dried or dehydrated, you got to know that you got to reconstitute that to get the full volume of the food. You need to figure out how much you need to reconstitute a year's supply of freeze-dried, or a month's supply, or 2 weeks' supply, or a six-month supply, or 3.5 years of a Great Tribulation supply. This is the time to go and do it, and this is the time to get the money out of your checkbook or your stock market or whatever you got, your 401k, if you do not have at least a year's supply of food for you, your family, and if you're older and you got kids, grandkids, whatever, nieces, nephews, you better throw a little bit extra in the pot for them. Maybe your brother-in-laws, your in-laws, you can tell them, we'll take your kids, but here's a bag of rice, and throw it out the door real quick before they come in at you with knives and butter knives and forks, you know? Because I'll tell you, remember when we read Matthew 25 about the wise and foolish virgins, and then, you know, the wise virgins go into the marriage with the Lord, and the door's shut. Boom, the door got shut. And then he says, when the foolish virgins come, they say, oh, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. That's the right answer, you see. The Lord has given you the answer. But you figure that out for yourself when the time comes. But water, 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 and anybody it was in any of the drought areas, you can get the water tanks, and if there's any way of beg, borrowing, or grabbing it, or using anything from the downspouts, or whatever you got, you better be figuring out a way to get more, or you need to be thinking about, how am I going to go eastward? But when you go eastward, you're going to come up against some of the same types of people, unless you're living on the very coast. If I was living on the coastline, you know, there are things called desalinators, desalination plants. And many people live in California, Oregon, or Washington, or, you know, they don't understand that they could get a desalinization system and process their own water and to store it. And take the salt out of it. But water, 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 water. Anybody close to the desert, even if you've got a good stream, if you don't have 500, 600, 1,000 gallon of water, and that could be hard to get now with the Colorado River being so low, and with Lake Mead and all the different water sources in the West, Oroville Lake and all that. But you remember when Oroville was running over? Back then they were running too much rain, too much snow. It's the weather warfare stuff is still ongoing. And if you're going to watch The Mimic, watch it at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because during the day, they've sort of let off of some of it and have smoothed it out with other colors. But you can still see it right off the coast of Africa, as I've told you many, many times. Remember when Donald Rumsfeld told the Red Chinese, after there had been so many hurricanes through Florida, that if they didn't stop using their weather weapons off the coast of Africa, that they would be in deep trouble. They better stop sending the hurricanes into Florida and the East Coast. Remember that? Went on TV, but old Hawk told you about it. Well, now they don't do it with the trawler or with the freighter. They do it from inside Africa because the Red Chinese are ensconced inside Africa, and they have powerful solar-generated large amounts of power to then send waves, the frequency waves that then are generating and jetting up those storms and flinging them across the Atlantic and Caribbean, right into the U.S., right into Mexico. And now the ones turning and going up where? And Lord Jesus, I pray for everybody who'll be in the floods, who may be in the victim of the droughts, who may be a victim of the wildfires, Lord Jesus. Somebody who may be a victim of an upcoming hurricane or a storm. In your name, Lord Jesus, I pray and I ask you to abate the hands and to remove the evil hands off this weather warfare weapons, to change it over and to try to return this planet Earth to more of a normal weather system with a normal jet stream and all the things that would allow it to flow, and so that the world here could receive the bounty of what you created, Lord. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Swinging against the old ball bat against the Lucy Shins and trying to jump on the train and grab Casey Jones off of this one and throttle it back and then jump track and go over and get on the other one where there's a clone of Casey hopped up on meth and drinking moonshine with the throttle down and more coal put on to throttle him, throw him up and throttle that one back. So all the trains don't hit at the junction. But I'm afraid that my efforts would be totally ineffective because our Father in Heaven gave His only begotten Son, who then now is telling you, read the Matthew 24, read the Luke 21, read the antidote in Matthew 25, to prepare. You want to keep old Hawk on? Anything is most needed and most welcome. And God bless all that do send a little bit here and there. It can be Federal Reserve notes, a silver dime, a silver quarter, silver dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be, a little bit of gold or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. May He provide you with medical miracles if that be what you need. And may He give you superabundance in all needed and wanted to survive what's going to come. Because there's going to come the day you better put on the full armor of God and you better put on your own body armor. Put the level 4 on. Put your PASGAT helmet on. The shin guards, whatever it might be. You better sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. I told a friend of mine who's a Native American, I said, you better sharpen your 7 knives. You better rising up your bowstring and wax it. You better get your arrows ready and you better load the old buffalo gun up to see what's going to come down your road. In Los Montanas, the mountains, you see. And all my friends across the country, the old West Kansas, Western Kansas, iron sight shooters, those in Mississippi, those in the Louisiana, La Zella, Bon Ton Roulet, share the fay-do-do is about to start. You know, the fay-do-do is about to start, and you need to be on the right side, and that right side is on the side of Lord Jesus and the Bill of Rights. Because Lou Guru's coming for you in some kind of way or fashion. Speaking of which, these jabs, the spike jabs, you know. Interesting enough, I thought about that. Whenever I saw the video where somebody applied like a 5G frequency to the spike jab, to the graphene oxide, and all of a sudden it came alive and twisted and then turned into different shapes and sizes and what have you. And then you go back to the X-Files and all the other shows that have featured black goo, like an alien type of a thing. But now whether it is, whether or not, what it does exhibit is that is a pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipid, apparently, according to Karen Kingston, the ex-Pfizer top-level employee, who now is an analyst of the entire pharmaceutical world and all of the pharmaceutical products and the patents and all the legal stuff and knowing who makes it and what the side effects are and all of that. Kingston said that the pegylated lipids that are in the spike ball protein with other lipids, that they're able to hold a bioelectric charge. Electricity, bioelectric charge, and that if said charge, by applying a 5G or whatever other radio frequency or whatever to it, as it's distributed throughout your body, whenever you get the shot, excuse me on the microphone, whenever you get the jab, it then goes all throughout your body into all the organs. I heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny say the same thing. It goes into the lungs, the liver, the reproductive organs, the brain, goes through the blood-brain barrier. It goes into all of the organs and parts of your body into the tissues. And that if, Kingston said, is that if you apply the proper frequency and change it to what's called a positive charge rather than a negative charge, you know, the poles on the batteries or the on the magnets, but if it goes to a positive charge, that will turn on the pegylated lipid, the graphene oxide, it will turn it on and it will begin in the, like a cytokine storm, it will begin to destroy and annihilate the tissue of your organs, your heart, your lungs, your brain, your reproductives, the kidneys, wherever it might be, and start to annihilate your body. This is the dream of mad scientists like Little Lord Fauci Devil and all these people. They're sitting there and they want to kill 7 billion people on this planet to the glory of Lucifer the Lightbringer so that he can get up enough devil power to try to fabricate a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus. To fabricate a counterfeit to Jesus. That's what Lucifer wants to do. And they're willing to kill 7 billion people on this planet to have population Earth, Georgia Guidestones, no more than 500 million in harmony with the same languages and blah, blah, blah. Seem salabim, baby. Loosey goosey. Did you see? Apparently there was in the midst of the Prime Minister of Australia speaking and part of it's all about, he's the guy talking about bringing 24,000 children into a stadium and spike backsing them, spike jabbing them with the killer goo, you know, with the graphene oxide, the pegylated lipid, which approximately already the number of people been vaccinated, you know, is about what, 1/7 or 2/7 of the world population. But apparently there's going to be at least a couple billion with a B people die from the jab. Maybe 1 to 5 years, something like that. And it'll only be by the grace of God if you don't. That's the way it's looking and the way the research plays out. But the truth about the research is never told to you on television. And then there's an aspect, I think, to this so-called spike jab is that it sort of, in there, you're going to be able to control you through that. Zombie apocalypse kind of thing, or whatever, where everybody falls off the cliff like a lemming, or whatever it might be. Or you start going around, you want to chew people's ears off and bite into their necks and stuff like that. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And that is the key. That is the key to having any chance to get out of all this crap that's coming down the road alive. And boy, I want to see it. I want to be there. And I'm going to put on the full armor of God. I'm going to put on my body armor and my combat boots. And I'm going to have all the load-bearing gear and all the stuff. You need about 12, 15 mags, you know, for every rifle you got. You need 2-3 mags for every pistol. Speed loaders for your revolvers, whatever it might be. You want to send a signal because they're watching the signals. And while the FBI finally, I guess, admitted in Reuters, you can see it's a Reuters story, the FBI said, well, there really wasn't this big organized thing, you know, with the January 6th deal. And maybe it wasn't a big organized deal. The only part that was organized, Senor Ray Ray, and who's our old friend, number two man, you know, on the Bodie Bowditch, Malibu Bodie, the guy who covered up Sensitive Information Unit, SIU, Sensitive Information Unit, covered all that crap up with the third man, the helper out there in San Bernardino and the killers, the ones the cops caught because he ran down through the backyards and they caught him. San Berdu cops caught him. And then that was the last time the chief ever spoke on TV. And then, I'm sure we've solved the Las Vegas, you know, mass killings. Or we've saw Roseberry, which appeared at the right proper time. They may have brought him up from an underground basement of the FBI headquarters right down the street. You know, gave him the black little car and put him in there and turned him on, tuned him up and all that kind of stuff. And he went to town on the Instagram or Facebook or wherever he did it. But the reason that the FBI might get partial exoneration to all this stuff and not want it looked into too much, because the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, they've already proved that they were using operatives that were associated with the intelligence community and the FBI, allegedly, to create the stuff. And the fact that most of the groups, you're out there and you're in the bad boys group of the Klan or this one or that one, or you're the white supremacist and all of that stuff. Well, they always know about the white supremacy stuff because it's the FBI and the ATF sitting in the same groups, rabble-rousing everybody else to do their bidding. If you recall, old Hawks told you a couple things. Don't go down the QAnon thing. Whenever the first prediction didn't come true, I knew it was bullcrap, that they were using that to drive a narrative. And then I also told you don't get on the first dog pie you're going to see, like the January 6th thing. But there'll come a time, let me tell you, there'll come a time, just like when I got the Declaration of Independence, I got it at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's house. A neat place. He held slaves, but I'll tell you what, they had a neat place to live. I'm not being facetious either, really. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. That's the first law of the land. And then the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are there as well. Oh, man. Old Biden has made Pooty Poot mad, and everybody's mad at Biden. But see, what Biden is doing is carrying out Lucifer's plan. Biden, whether he knows it or not, and his minions are carrying out the plans of Lucifer, which is operating through the London banks, New York banks, the Shanghai banks, the Riyadh banks, the Paris, Vienna, Rome, Zurich, banks, the royalty, the black nobility crowd, those that sold corn and gold to the Romans, you know, those that plied the tin merchants out of Wales, out of Western England, you see, to the Romans. We're talking about an ancient thing here, you see. So, when you see all of this starting to go down, you say, well, how could this guy be so stupid, and how can his advice? It has nothing to do with that. This is the result that the people that run this planet at the highest level of the game, right under Lucifer, okay? So you got fallen angels and their buddies are in that level right under Lucy himself. And this is the desire, this is the desired result. They want to destroy America and its place in the world. Brother Quayle's talked about for years that it will become a hissing. It will become a hissing to the rest of the world, you know? Boy, I'm glad I met Steve Quayle. I'm glad Steve Quayle made it okay for me years and years ago. And I started listening to him when he was in Johnstown, Colorado, and came all the way through that, the blueprint for survival and all that. And then here I am, 17 years later, after he picked me up and put me on one night of his shows, had me on as a guest. and just about everything Steve and I talked about the night he had me on as a guest when he said, Hawk, you go around the world and you tell me what's going to happen in this place, that place, the other place. I went through all of it, and by George, this stuff is happening. It's coming down the way we talked about it that night. And Brother Quayle's still in the fight. He's been 25 years, 26 years. Old Crazy Hawk has been on 17 years by the grace of our Father in Heaven, Lord Jesus, and people like you. Brother Quayle, he's got a marvelous movie getting ready to come out about the droughts and all of the things. But I'm going to tell you what, you can go to stevequayle.com or you can call him at 406-586-4840. Let me just double check that because I haven't said that number for a while. 406-586-4840. And that is Brother Quayle's number. And I will tell you what, Steve can get you gold or silver or platinum if you need night vision, if you need any kind of thing, or if you would like to pre-order the Mega Drought Vanishing Waters movie. The global catastrophe is about to trigger water wars and the greatest migration of humanity in Earth's history. I remember that night Steve said that on air. You remember all the other things? There'd come a day when no man would be able to work. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and all the stuff and all the people he's interviewed. And I think about it because Putin has got the hypersonic cruisers, put them on bombers, and he's moved them different places. I'll tell you that out of the Arctic, that Russian base up there, they've been broadcasting like a trapezoidal-shaped energy that you could see on Mimic sometimes in the middle of the night. And that came right down the eastern borderline of Alaska. And it was like a trapezoidal megaphone, if you will, coming out of the Arctic. And that drew the cool air down in and into the mountains and in through the western states and the Rockies, to where where all the Rockefellers got their deep underground and all that stuff. Jackson Hole. It was snowing the other night. And then I was told that in the Utah Mountains, it's about 40 degrees at night, 39, 40 degrees. And then it's been hot elsewhere where it's not supposed to be. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Quayle can take care of you with a lot of stuff, but get his new film. Get his new film. You can click on the banner, and then also you can get the 5D disc DVD set of the Extinction Protocols, which was the huge conference. The huge conference. Mike Adams, Sherry Tenpenny, Gary Evans, Steve, all the different people. Salente, I believe, was on there, all the different ones. And then I will tell you what, you can also get Steve's books. Because to me, the book is one of the best things to have because it is going to stay around. You know, one of the last book, I believe it's the last book Steve wrote, Jesus, The Premise of the Promise. What an incredible book. But all the different ones that he's got, I believe he's got a special on him. You can ask him about that. But look at all the books. Angel Wars. Aliens, Fallen Angels. Empire Beneath the Ice. Incredible. Terminated. The End of Man is Here. And to wit on that, literally to wit, how you doing out there, brother? To wit on that, Terminated, The End of Man is Near, where the Terminator is looking at the skull of a man on the cover. Did you see that Tesla is putting out, Elon Musk Tesla is putting out a humanoid bot, a Tesla bot, humanoid robot. Now, if you combine that and the idea with research ongoing at, I believe it's the University of California, San Diego, where they're growing tiny organoid brains, they're growing them, these organoid brains, and some of them are already in the petri dish are developing eyes because they're taking them out of the stem cells. And when I say stem cells, talking about brain stem cells, usually from an aborted child, all right? But they're growing them. Now, suppose they start cloning them and growing more of them. Or maybe they put a brain inside of the robot, okay? Or some kind of a combination. This stuff is right out of fallen angel hell. Let me tell you. The technologies, if you look at Angel Wars, and you look at all the pictures in Angel Wars of all the stuff, the what you think of as mythological creatures, and you got to understand, those were real things, okay? That were created by the mixing of the genetic structures of all kind of stuff and zapping them with different energies. If you want to know about the giants and what's going to come back on the face of this earth, oh, ladies and gentlemen, get some of Brother Quayle's books. Show them to your children so that they understand how this stuff came to be, and then get them a Bible and get to reading the Bible to them. And for those of you who think you're going to survive it on the land and all that, have you seen the big thing where Red China Joe has got a deal where it's supposedly to help all the rural farmers and the people in rural communities, but it's going to put a tax on farms if you want to transfer the farm, or if you want to inherit it, you're going to have to come up with so much money to pay a tax on the farm, you'll have to sell the farm to pay the tax. This is the way it was back a long time ago. And thousands of people in Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Illinois, Minnesota, the Dakotas, all over, thousands of people are going to lose their farms. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Sovietization, where they went into the Ukraine, which had these people called the Kulaks, K-U-L-A-K-S, Kulaks, who were prosperous, industrious, middle class, or working small farms and, you know, middle-sized farms. They were totally self-sufficient with livestock and chickens and grain crops, and growing wheat and potatoes and having guards, the whole thing. They were very prosperous, and the Russians, the Soviets, went in there and killed them off, destroyed them all, and collectivized all those lands, you see. So that's what Red China Joe was going to do. And in all these rural areas, western Kansas wheat fields and, you know, corn properties in Nebraska and in Iowa and Illinois, soybean fields and wheat fields on up in the Dakotas and what have you. Every single one of them have an attorney somewhere who operates for the Red Chinese, and they're, or for Bill Gates, as far as that goes. Red Chinese or Bill Gates has got attorneys somewhere that the minute a land gets handed for going up to sale, they go in and buy it for cash at the top dollar. Because what do they know? They're going to get the land, you see, and then give the food production. And they're going to own all of that and keep you under their thumb to eat. Only be 500 million left on the whole planet. Thomas Malthus said that was the total capacity of the earth was 500 million people to, you know, provide for it. They're still operating on that. And, oh, they want to bring back the dinosaurs and the woolly mammoths. All that's true stuff. And they're growing the organoids, you know, brains in different places. In South Korea, they're cloning this, that, and the other. In Red China, they're doing it. And the United States, somebody's been doing it in the dark science world, I guarantee you. The super soldier programs and the this one and that one. And it's just one thing after the other, and it stinks to high heaven of Lucifer and the fallen angels. And they're the ones that want to come after and do a counterfeit of Lord Jesus. They're against Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. So you got to stand until Jesus and the archangels come back. Don't take their spike jab. Don't take it. Unless you want the black goo inside you, the pegylated lipids that they can then utilize and turn on the cytokine storm and to annihilate your body. They give the right frequency with the 5G or whatever, radio frequency, broadcast that out or put it out with a harp or other atmospheric or ionospheric heaters. 72, that Brother Quayle found corresponded to the 72 goetic demons, you see. That the U.S. and others were involved. You remember I also told you I found out about the situation where during the Joker Tutts administration that he brought on the British, obviously, and the French in with the United States and the harp kind of stuff and the targeting using the harps. And he also brought in the Russians. And you remember that he hired the Russian Spetsnaz, several battalions of them, and they're still in the United States. Because they dripped it on into the substrata. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against these Luciferian substrata. You better pick the Chinese who've already done the Taika, and you pick the Greek to do it. Road crack. Yeah. Train you with me. Hey, the Lord, that's against all evil. Go out and prepare. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, touch Chris up one more time right now. I'm good night.